Get around the radio, kids. It's time for Strictly Confidential. It's the homosexual agenda on steroids, putting the Dominionists and the loyal Bushies and the rest of America's underbelly on notice that the GLBT community is simply not going to take it anymore. So, just like gay kryptonite, here's Peter Godbold.
America and good morning, world. Welcome to book, chapter, and verse 106 of Strictly Confidential. I am Peter Godbold, and welcome to the LGBT version of Conversation Radio, exclusively on the listener-supported Head On Radio Network. Thank you for making Strictly Confidential a part of your day. Today is, in fact, Tuesday, January the 22nd, 2008. So if you're listening shortly after 9 p.m., Eastern Time on a Tuesday, which is January the 22nd, you are indeed listening to a live show, and you are welcome to phone in. The toll-free line is 877, the number 4-HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366. Or if you have unlimited long distance, please use area code 304-658-3333. That rings in West Virginia. Now, Bob Kincaid and myself spent some time on the telephone this afternoon, along with John Fox, our engineer down in Australia, and we made some adjustments on the sound from this end. There have been a couple of problems, and so we may have little pauses like this from time to time as we make some fine adjustments. The thing is that we can't do all of the adjustments unless we're on the air, so we're going to finalize, and Bob, I just took care of that for you with the aux send. I'd let me know if that works out better. The show site is strictlyconfidentialradio.com, and there you're going to find links to all of the guests as well as to the audio archives from past shows. You'll find links to the chat room, which is active as I speak. You'll find links also to the Head On Radio Network main site. Now, there you can find out about all of the other progressive programming on the Head On Radio Network, of which I'm only a very small part. You'll find links there also for Strictly Confidential's MySpace. Could speak at one time today. I swear to you, when I got up, I could. Strictly Confidential's MySpace page and links to help you locate the music that you hear on the show. Again, the toll-free line is 877, the number 4. Head on, if you have unlimited long distance, use 304-658-3333. That rings in West Virginia. And mail arrives to Peter at headonradionetwork.com. Bob is getting our guest on the line as we speak. We have a very special guest this evening. In fact, I'm just delighted to have him with us. We haven't had a music guest in the show in quite some time. In fact, I looked back over the Strictly Confidential calendar, and I discovered that the last music guest we had was Mr. Larry Sanders, which was on January the 3rd. And we've had all sorts of political guests, everyone from Shara Greer at Service Members Legal Defense Network to Nadine Smith, the Executive Director of Equality Florida. We've had the Executive Director of, or the Board of Directors, rather, for Equality Alabama. Oh, and by the way, this coming Thursday night, I want to let you know we have a special guest also. We will have the Executive Director of the National Black Justice Coalition. Now, that coalition is a civil rights organization that's dedicated to empowering black same-sex and same-gender loving lesbian, gays, and bisexuals and transgender people. And they work with the black community to and work with their allies for social justice and equality and an end to racism and homophobia, which I'm looking forward to having them on the show. They were referred to us actually by way of Soul Force. We had Soul Force on the show a while back. Now, yes, I need to let you know, too, that in fact this evening, while we're waiting on the guests, this evening we will have a horn section. The horn section will come up at 11 p.m. Eastern time. That will be with Bob and myself and John Fox. We'll all be participating in the Horn Roundtable, which is an unrehearsed program amongst the various hosts, and we try to take on whatever topic we have no idea what we're going to be talking about is basically what I am trying to tell you. Following that, we will also have Mr. John Fox will be doing his show, a live show at midnight. His show is called All Foxed Up. And so we're looking forward to having John on the line with us at midnight. And again, back to our guest, Tommy. As I say, he comes to us by Mr. Bobby Vittoretti and also Victor, VJC, over at Disco 935 in New York. Tommy is an amazing young man. I say young man because my best guess is that he's 22. He may be a year older than that by now, but I have his age listed as 22. The thing about it is, though, a 22-year-old young man who is an absolute expert regarding 70s and 80s disco. This blows me away. His website, by the way, you should take a look at it. We are posting it in the chat room, but you might want to have a look at his site while we're talking with Tommy. The site is called discodelivery.blogspot.com. That's discodelivery.blogspot.com. It is perhaps the most comprehensive and amazing collection of references and links and music that I have ever come across. And for someone who came along after the fact to love this music this much and to take as much time and effort to create a site like Disco Delivery just blows me away. I'm very much looking forward to speaking with him. We have a lot of his music that he sent along for us to run this evening, and we'll be getting to some tracks that I know you'll have fun with. Tommy tells us that his earliest musical memory was listening to a homemade tape of ABBA hits that that his parents were given, and that he basically wore that tape out. We'll let Tommy tell you the rest. Tommy, welcome to Strictly Confidential.
How's it going?
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay, Tommy?
I can hear you.
Excellent. Excellent. If there are any problems with that, Bob will be able to make some adjustments. Just shout out if there's any problem with hearing. But Tommy, I'm just thrilled to have you on the show. How old are you anyway? Are you 22 or 23 now?
I'm 23. I'll be 23 at the end of this month, actually.
So you're as us old folks here on the network, we would call you just a kid. Are you still in school, Tommy? Are you in college training for something?
Yeah, I'm in university right now. I'm actually just upgrading. I'm taking a general studies program right now, but hoping to get a political science degree.
So I'm just upgrading my math because I need more math, so that's what I'm doing right now, basically.
Wonderful. Well, a political science degree ought to be very interesting. As long as you brought that up, if you wouldn't mind, we would love to. As you know, this program is often very, very political. We have we have music guests, and we love those nights because we can take a night off from how bad the situation is in the United States. Coming from Canada, you are in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, coming from Canada,
Canada, I guess.
Well, what do you think about this mess that's going on in the United States? What does Canada think about us?
What does Canada think about you right now? I know the circles that I move in. I think things are actually looking up. I mean, you guys have got a white woman and a black man running for president. I mean, this is a real turnaround. So, you know, we can only hope that we have a bit of a turnaround too sometime. But, to me, it's looking quite good. It's looking at you in the U.S. right now. So, that's my point of view personally. Right here in Canada, we have a conservative government. They have a minority, but it's not. I mean, they're not really as right-wing as the Republicans, but, you know, nevertheless, I mean, it's not an ideal situation for someone like myself either, so.
Well, that's an interesting perspective, Tommy. I spent some time in Vancouver, B.C., absolutely beautiful. And, in fact, I once worked for an electronics company based out of, what's the big city? Is it Quebec on the other coast? I had to travel up that way for some business meetings. But I don't know very much about the middle of Canada, where you are. I take it that you're in the mountain time zone, so you must be somewhere toward the middle. What is it like there?
It's quite nice. We're sort of in the Calgary, sort of in the border between the mountains and the foothills. So we've got the mountains, the Rocky Mountains close by, and we've sort of got, you know, prairie on the other side. Right now it's cold. it's quite cold today, but overall it's not bad. I mean, we're slightly milder than a lot of places in the country, and politically Alberta tends to be rather, as I mentioned earlier, tends to be rather right wing compared to the rest of the country. I can say, I mean, more in a libertarian sense, you know. So that's, and Calgary is really is sort of a center for that, as southern Alberta more specifically. So yeah, that's that's really the climate here. Calgary is sort of the center of the right-wing movement of, you know, less tax, less government involvement kind of thing, and that sort of thing. It's not so much religious-based, but, you know.
Very interesting. Tommy, how old were you when you discovered the homemade tape of ABBA hits?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember? Yeah, who gave your parents that? Because this was apparently your first memory of the music, as we call it.
Right.
Tell us the story about that. How did you come across it?
Well, I was too young to remember, really, but I just remember that they had this homemade cassette tape that some friends of my parents gave to them, apparently. And I don't know, for as long as I can remember, really, but I don't even remember what age it was that I didn't even know who it was at first, if it was who was this artist of the group. It was just a lot of music that I liked, and I would play that tape like crazy. Then one day I was looking at my parents' record collection, and I discovered ABBA's Spanish album. They had a really beat up copy of it, and that's when I ended up playing that album. That's when I made the connection and realized that's who's on that little homemade tape. And when I realized it was ABBA, I was probably about maybe 5 years old, something like that.
That's a fabulous story. You know, I have to tell you, my heart goes out to you, because it's just such a thing. You know, this little kid growing up in the middle of Canada discovers an ABBA tape, and from that point forward, it changes your well, I don't know if it changed. I think a lot of this is just in the blood. Wouldn't you agree, Tommy? Some of us just love this music, and I think. How do you feel about it? Is it an intellectual thing, or do you love it? Because it sounds to me like you just love it.
Oh, I just love it, absolutely. I mean, it's an intellectual thing. I don't know exactly what you mean, but it just sort of comes naturally to me. I mean, this is just, I don't really come from a particularly musical family, per se, but I don't know, for some reason I'm drawn to music, you know, for ever since then. So, you know, it's all ABBA's fault, really, but...
Tommy, one of the things I didn't understand in reading about you today was that, well, of course, I understand, you know, going to record stores and pestering your parents to buy you an album, that sort of thing, that we all went through that. I remember going through that as a kid, too. But I just cannot figure this thing about 8-track tapes. Where in the world, I'm just stunned, because you're 22. Weren't 8-track tapes gone by then? How did you come across the...
This is another story. It wasn't shortly after. I was maybe 5 or 6, something like that, also, and my mother's a bit of a pack rat, so there was a garage sale nearby our house, and my mother bought a bunch of 8-track tapes, because, oh, they're still good, you know, and my parents' stereo was broken at the time, and it was an old stereo, and the record player was kind of bust, but... they bought a new record player after that, but, you know, that's unfortunate. But the only thing that worked on the stereo was the radio and the 8-track, and my mother bought a bunch of these cheap 8-tracks at a local garage sale, and they're pretty well-worn, and there was one disco compilation, a K-Tel thing or something, I don't remember now, but I think it was called Disco Dancing. It had all, like, the hits of the time, you know, chopped up to 2 minutes or something, but they're all there. I might even have a copy here with me right now. I can recall find it. maybe I don't, but yeah, it had like, what, Claude Jaberi, it had Chic Le Freak, I mean, you know, had Patrick Juvet, I mean, you know, all these things.
All the essentials were there for a budding young talent.
Pretty much.
Bobby, were there, as you became older, you know, young men like to go to the clubs and dancing and that sort of thing. Were there any gay clubs that played decent music in your neck of the woods when you were the, you know, not that you don't go anymore, but I'm just wondering what's the life like up there?
Well, it's interesting. The gay club scene right now is kind of lacking, to be honest. You know, Calgary is about 1 million people right now, and we have less gay clubs now than we did when we had, you know, 700-some thousand, you know. When I was first sort of coming out, there were at least, what, maybe 2 or 3? Actually, there were 2. There was one sort of a typical bar/, you know, dance floor kind of place. And there's another place that was sort of really underground and, you know, really cutting edge kind of place. And, you know, a lot of straight people went there just for the music, you know. And that place, at one point, there were three clubs. And then shortly after, two closed down, the two that I mentioned earlier. And then there's just this one left. And largely their playlist consists of, what, like Top 40 and, you know, remixes of Top 40 and old Madonna and that sort of thing, you know. Not exactly cutting edge stuff, and, you know, but I mean, it's, you know, it's sort of lacking. That's all I have to say. I don't really go out that much anymore, but when I do go out, it's usually to, I don't need to go to a gay club. It's, you know, in fact, one of the last times I went to a club was, you know, in a straight club, and they had some guest DJs there, you know, so.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, did you feel all alone regarding your musical taste? Were you the you know, you're definitely one of us, there's no doubt about that, one of the old school. It's such a wonderful surprise to find someone, a young person that's one of us, that we just don't, I remember being 22, but that's been a few years back.
Well,
did you feel all alone?
More your... people like you like you guys in disco, so I think I'm less of a rarity than some people think, but yeah.
Well, did you meet any other people in your area that had similar musical tastes, or did you feel like you were the only one on the planet? And how did you first get in touch with, was your blog your first contact with all of us out here? How did that work? I'm terribly curious.
Oh boy, well, being alone, absolutely. I have never met anyone here my age that was into the same music that I was. I mean, you know. Sometimes I have a friend of mine that tries to, you know, plays me country music, and, you know, I try to play some of my music, and, you know, it just doesn't really work out that way. So, no, it doesn't really, I've never really met anyone my age into this music in my local area, but, I've met others, yeah, that were into disco, but none of them were my age. As far as the second question goes, what was it again?
Wondering how then you first reached out. Did you begin running into people like Bobby Vittoretti and VJC and Larry Sanders? Told me today that you guys had emailed, and there's of course me, but I don't DJ anymore, DC Louis, all the people. Was your first contact with all of these people by way of your putting up that blog?
Well, as far as Bobby Vittoretti goes and Larry Sanders, yes, it was really through the blog, but. My first real contact with disco was maybe through some of the message boards out there. Like I would post, you know, and to some, not just the disco message board, but I used to frequent this message board once that was, is dedicated to Kylie Minogue. And, there was a lot of people there with a lot of different, you know, diverse tastes, and I'd meet some people there who shared some similar tastes as well. So, yeah, it started before the blog, but I think much of the contact that I've had with other disco fans has been through the blog, really. So, it's been about 2 years now since I started. So, yeah.
Well, so, Tommy, I have to tell you, finding out about all of this stuff isn't particularly easy. The whole disco genre has been buried for a while. It seems to be reemerging, especially through efforts like yourself and some of the other folks who are trying very hard to keep the music alive. So your sleuthing ability is quite remarkable, because you your blog, and by the way, folks, it's extensive. You should stop by discodelivery.blogspot.com and have a look at this, because the depth, you have found basically every treasure that exists. I've got to hand it to you. You really did your homework, we have a lot of music, and I'd love to get to some of it. You have a listing of the same tracks that I do, Tommy, so maybe you could get us started. Tell us about one of the tracks and what it's called, and I'll have Bob roll it for us.
Sure. Well, let me just say, as far as being extensive, Google is your friend, so that's all I have to say as far as that concerned. It's not, you know, you just have to know how to use your resources, I guess. As far as the first track I want to play, let's see here. Okay, here's one. This one's called Feelin' Love by a little outfit called Hot City. I remember in the Bobby Vitaridi show when you had him on, you played Cut Glass, and these are by the same producers, and it's just an amazing, amazing track. It's one of those tracks that sounds so contemporary today, like it hasn't aged a bit. If it sounds good today, I can only imagine how much it sounded in 1979, you know, so it's just very sweet, very spare and electronic. It's wonderful. So it's
wonderful.
By a little group called Hot City, and it's the producers, the guys that produce it, Jeffrey Parsons and Jeffrey Steinbeck, like those other names, same guys behind behind Cut Glass, and even some of the same singers are on the album, so yeah. Not on these tracks, on this particular track, but on the other tracks on the album, and I do recommend the album if you ever find it. So
wonderful. Well, Bob, let's roll that then. Bob, that's from zip file number one, and it's the actual full title is 1-10 Hot City Feelin' Love. Tommy, I have to tell you, that's a wonderful track. It's interesting. I DJed during the early 80s, and there's a hole in my knowledge of music that took place just prior to that. And so you guys never cease to amaze me with tracks I've just never heard before that I really enjoy. How did you discover that one?
Oh, how did I don't remember now. I think it was, I think I saw an entry on the discomusic.com page. It was like on one of the, that they had a, like a little profile of the album, and it looked interesting. Like the cover looked very alluring. It was, you know, it had a couple of lipstick lesbians on the cover, and very, very interesting, very decadent in a way. And I was really, I really loved at the time, I was really, I used to search for music on Soulseek. It's a little peer-to-peer program that you can find a lot of interesting, obscure stuff on there. And, yeah, that's basically it. And then I end up wanting to get the album, and I found it on eBay because I couldn't find it anywhere here. So, yeah, I got it on eBay, and then I posted it up on the blog, and, yeah.
You know, that's funny. It's amazing what you can occasionally come across on eBay. I happen to come across a 12-inch single of Keep It Confidential, which is a song that I treasure. In fact, I use it as the theme song for this show. That yeah, I love it, too. It's to die for. And the vinyl had disappeared somewhere along the way. I had it on MP3, but I had to have that piece of vinyl in my hand to make it official. And I found it on eBay. Tommy, we have Victor. VJC is on the line joining us. Victor, welcome to the show.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Tommy.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Tommy. I've just obviously went. I've always gone to your disco delivery site. The first time I really went to it was because Bobby Vinatieri turned me on to that. And obviously, you know that I run Disco 93.5. It's strange for a kid your age to know the knowledge of disco from back in the day. Even you weren't even born back then. So it's strange how you know all this music. I just have to congratulate you for doing an excellent job on your site, you know, hooking up all this music and keeping it alive.
Thanks.
Well, you're welcome. And you're out in Alberta, Canada, right?
Right, right.
Are you a hockey fan?
not particularly, no, but I do like that hockey, that disco hockey album by Guy Lafleur. That's kind of a
yes, that's, yes,
still part of my collection. I'll try
yes,
that one.
Yes, I saw that one, too. I just wanted to just say that so far you're doing an excellent show here with Peter. And Bobby also emailed me earlier, said that, am I going to listen? And I said, sure, I'm going to listen. I always do when I get a chance to, you know, hear other people's aspects from back in the time, keeping this music alive. So it's very important to keep this stuff alive because, especially coming from a young kid like you, that it's strange. The kids like your age, they don't even know what this music is about. And it's great to you know, someone like your age to keep this going, because that's how it's going to continue to grow. Because if we don't educate the young kids like you, the music is going to die. So it's great that you're keeping this music alive.
I completely agree. Victor.
Thanks, BJ, and it's same to you for doing your own thing with the radio station. I just have to say that I think that really disco is here to stay. So I mean, I don't think any of this stuff about disco is dead and whatever. It's that stuff is dead as far as I'm concerned. I mean, just walking around Calgary here, I mean, I go around and I see some of the flyers that, you know, local DJs and clubs put up, and a lot of them include disco in the repertoire, surprisingly enough. I mean, you know, it's not exclusively focused on disco, but it's just like, you know, disco, house, hip-hop, you know, funk, all, you know, they sort of mix it up. But nevertheless, I mean, It's quite a positive thing. It's something I've just seen the last few years, really. So I really do think that, you know, people are keeping the music alive in its own way. And I think that there's a lot of recognition now with a lot of books being written about disco, you know, serious books about disco and some of the artists of disco. So, yeah, I really do think that disco...
Right. The thing is, Tommy, is like right now the dance music scene here in the States itself is on a decline because the artists that used to make all this music, and most of them are dead, or they can't make music anymore because they're older like me and Peter. And what's happening is the young kids that are coming along, they're trying to make music just for the moment. In other words, they're not making anything to last forever. They're just taking like a computer track and just putting the vocals on it and just playing it and just trying to make a quick dollar. And that's why the dance scene today is just so blasé. That's just my opinion about this. That's why I keep this Disco 93.5 station of mine going, because it's to educate the young kids. Maybe someone out there will listen to this stuff and start to produce the stuff that used to be something that could last like 30 years ago. You know, it could last again another 30 years. That's what I'm trying to come across.
And I agree with you that, you know, that music was certainly built to last, if I can use that term. I mean, you know, it's the melodies and just the complexity and just the diversity of it all. I mean, you had everything in disco. You know, you had the electronic, you had, you know, the orchestral, you had, you know, the funk, you had all that stuff, you know.
Yeah,
it was all
the thing
disco.
Is, Tommy, it's hard because, I mean, I'm on the phone, you're on the phone. It's hard, you know. What I'm trying to say is also that the music back there had the soul, had the feeling. You could feel the music, the lyrics and everything. Today it's not like that. It's too... I know I keep on saying it's robotic. It's just, it's got nothing in there. It's just very empty. So, I mean, like I said, your site is great. I always go to your site and pick up some stuff there, too. And, you know, and it, what I have to just say is just keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, I mean, I've never emailed you because I just don't have time. I'm inundated with so much stuff. Obviously, I also do some work here with Peter, too. So, I'm basically constantly mixing and doing other things for other DJs and everything. So it's not that I don't, in other words, if I don't email you, it's not because you think no one's there. There are people who go to your site. It's just sometimes, just don't have the time.
Hey, no problem. I understand.
All right. Okay, Tommy Scott. I don't want to eat up your time here because I know it's your show. And like I always tell Peter, I just like to just to call and just say I'm here. Probably, hopefully, Bobby. I think Bobby Bitteretti is listening. I don't know, because he said he was going to listen in. So I don't know. So I'm just calling just to say, you know, have fun. You're doing a great job, and just go with the flow. You got another hour and a half. I can hear a heartbeat from here. Calm down. All right.
Thank
you. Have a good night, and Peter. Those mixes. How were they?
they're wonderful, and I should point out to listeners who don't know, both Bobby Vitteretti and VJC Victor from Disco 935 are doing some of our Gay Bar Across the Street segments, which we do on nights when we don't have a music guest, and they are wonderful. We had a great time with those, Victor, and I do have the new ones. I have the new ones down, and we'll be using those shortly. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Thank you, Victor.
All right, good night, Peter, and good night, Tommy.
Good night, Victor.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
You take care.
And thank you, Victor. And, Tommy, we have another DJ legend on the line, one of the bedrock DJs that started the whole thing, Mr. Bobby Vitteretti. Bobby, welcome to the Strictly Confidential.
Fred Flintstone here. Hi, Tommy. How you doing? Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Bobby. How are you doing?
Good. I wanted to tell you, you got a real classy taste, you know? A kid as young as yourself, what I see on your column, and that last song was wonderful. You know that last song, Feeling Love, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
That last song, if you could get your dance floor to dance to that song, you know you've done a damn good job without clearing it. Taken to that level, you know, that's kind of that's a black hole. that's what you call like what we used to call it. We used to call it a disco black hole. Disco heaven. There you go. That's disco heaven right there. You know,
good point.
Do you know how to mix, Tommy?
Pardon me?
Do you know how to mix? Two turntables?
No, you know, I have no clue how to DJ. I've never done it. I've never tried. So I've had a lot of people ask if I was a DJ, but no, I've never mixed. I've never tried. I've never, not yet anyway.
I would love to give you some mixing techniques. Look at we're so far, you know? Just because you have it all.
I would love to get them from you, Bobby.
You you know, the one number one ticket being a DJ is the follow-up song, you know. If you know what to play, if you know what your next song is going to be, if you know which direction you want to take your dance floor, you have it all laid out, that's great. It's like what you do, you know. You have it already. Now, you could mix from one song into another, then you're a great DJ. You know, now you got a perfect program. Now it flows nice and smoothly, you know. I would love to teach some of that. It would be wonderful, like a young kid up there.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
He would be absolutely wonderful. Bobby, I couldn't agree with you more. He would turn the clubs out, brother.
Oh,
he would be the new sheriff in town, Bobby.
Well, let me just say that, you know, when I hear people like Bobby and mixes by people like Bobby and others like him, I mean, you know, I'm in awe of the sense of the, you know, the technique and just the how to sense the, you know, the whole sense of it. I don't know. It's just, you really need an instinct to mix, really, from one track to the other seamlessly, and it's just, you know, it's something that amazes me, so.
Well, you need a big club for that, you know. You have to get the opportunity to get a large crowd and to look down there and feel their energy, you know. It's unfortunate when you start off, you have to start off, like, you know, in a small club, and it's really, a lot of people give up on it. But
yeah.
I could just see you being a young kid up there in the DJ booth. I was just about the same age. And, you know, people look up in the booth and they see somebody young like that, man, you get a lot of attention, you know. What?
Oh.
Well, Tommy, that's a remarkable offer for Bobby Vitta Ready to say that. That's like Moses coming down from the mountain with the stone tablets. I mean, that is the man.
I guess that's all I want to say. But, Tommy, I really, one of these days, I'd love to see what you look like. You sound so cute over the phone, you know.
He does sound like a cutie, doesn't it? We don't have
it.
The first
to
picture
this
to post, we have.
Am I making fuss?
A little bit. I'm a little nervous as it is, but yeah.
All right, all bunger aside, you know.
I'm kind of having trouble hearing some of this stuff, but yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for putting me on, Peter. Your show is great. I really think it's turning all good, you know.
Thank you, Bobby.
To spread the word. And Tommy, keep up the good work, okay?
Thanks, Bobby. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling. That was DJ legend Bobby Vitteretti, who was with us there talking to Tommy and myself. Bobby has been on the show before. In fact, Bobby was on, I happen to have it handy, I think Bobby was on December the 4th. If you'd like to hear that interview with Bobby, it was December 4, just go to strictlyconfidentialradio.com and click on the December calendar. Victor is in there too, but unfortunately I don't have Victor's calendar date in front of me, but we'll. Yes, Tommy, you know, we have a little segment that we run here on evenings that we don't have a music guest. It starts at some point after 10:30. Various DJs are sending us in mixed sets that span anywhere from about 15 to 20, 23 minutes, something like that. And we've run VJC, we've run Larry Sanders, we've run Bobby Vitteretti, we've run Jerry Bonham from his Remember the Trocadero from this past year, from those CDs. And we ran Martin Verlan. He's a Dutch DJ the other evening. He was amazing. You'd be a wonderful, you know, if we need to get you the software or the MP3 turntables or the CD turntables to get you going, because I have a feeling you represent the next great phase in doing this. Have you thought about DJing? I mean, you said you hadn't done it, but surely it must be in the back of your mind. Surely you listen to some of this music that's being played in the clubs and you go, I could do better than that.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, I go to the gay clubs and sometimes I wish, God, he doesn't know that record, for Christ's sakes, you know? Some of my friends, I know Bobby would hate this, but some of my friends, they went up and asked for a certain record. It was, and they said, oh, I don't know that. I don't have that. I'm, you know, it's just like, for Christ's sakes, you're a DJ. Keep your finger on the pulse, you know? But, yeah, there have been times when I've sort of thought about it and I just, you know, kind of wondered about, you know, how I would do it or how I would, you know, sort of dreamed in my head about how I would, but I've never actually taken the leap yet, so, you know, we'll see. I mean, I remember one time I was, you know, carrying a box load of records up the elevator and I had people ask me about the DJ, so, yeah, I have thought about it, but, you know, we'll see.
Our friend Glenn Rivera, who we run his music on the show also, he's in California. Glenn told us the story. He started in his garage when back, you know, when it was all vinyl and turntables, and he taught himself in the garage. And I have to tell you, Tommy, that if you were to take that up, we would be thrilled to run your mixes on the show as part of the Gay Bar Across the Street segment. So you already have a place to play it. And I'll email you more about it. You already got a gig, dude. Don't even sweat that. You know, I'm noticing here in your list of music that you sent, you know, when we were talking at the very beginning of the show, you were mentioning that you came across an album of ABBA singing in Spanish. That just amazes me. I've never seen an ABBA in another language. I wonder how your folks came across that.
Well, actually, my father told me that it was a present from my father taught in Winnipeg, Manitoba. He briefly taught in a Berlitz, the language school. He briefly taught Spanish there, and one of his students gave that to him as a present. And apparently, my parents enjoyed it, but I think my brother got a hold of it once and it wrecked the record. But yeah, that's how it came about. And I'm reading about that record and how it was actually brought about by ABBA's Argentinian record company, and they suggested or something that they do an album in Spanish. So yeah, that was it.
and the translation of Gimme 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 is Dame Dame Dame. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
I believe so. Dame Dame Dame. Yeah. You see, my father's Spanish, but I don't know Spanish, so that's that's the one problem there. But yeah.
Well, Tommy, the version that you sent us of that particular Spanish track of Gimme Gimme Gimme, is it the same version that was on the album that you talked about, or is this an extended version? I would love to play it.
It was the one on the album. It was one of my, you know, listening to that song when I was like five was one of my first musical memories, or one of the best musical memories I had up until that time, because it was a bit of a story here. But the record was so beat up, like it was like a quintessential broken record. I mean, it would skip in places, it would repeat, you know. And it just so happens that at Dame Dame Dame, the Spanish version of Gimme Gimme Gimme, just before that awesome breakdown in the middle there, that electronic breakdown, it would just repeat. And I used to be so upset about that when I was young. And I think one day my mother got tired of it and just like, okay, you know what? You call me when it's coming and I'll knock the needle a little bit, okay? And, you know, I did one time, and I was just, and she, you know, she was just standing there ready to knock the needle a little bit. And, you know, when it moved on to that awesome break, that was just like, oh my God, it was just like the most amazing musical thing I'd heard at that time. It was just so, I don't know, entrancing, I should say. It was the most amazing thing I'd experienced musically up until that age. So,
this is just a precious story. I'd like to ask Bob to run that for the listeners. Bob, by the way, that is in Zip 2. The track is actually titled Extra 03 ABBA Dame Dame Dame. You'll see it there in the listing from Zip 1. And I want to run it because to me, it represents, of course, we love ABBA around here. We're always talking about ABBA. In fact, we've never run any of the remixes of Gimme, Gimme, Gimme on the show. You know, there's so many. There's Disconette, there's Hot Tracks. Everybody's remixed Gimme, 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 but nobody has heard Dame, Dame, Dame. I wanted to run this for the folks. Imagine our friend Tommy at 5 years old and the smile on his little five-year-old face. And if it's okay, Tommy, can we run that now?
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful. Bob, if you would run it.
And my God.
Thank you.
Love and my God.
Tommy, I have to admit to you, I have a huge smile on my face. I'm just imagining this 5-year-old kid listening to this, not understanding a word of it, mind you. But nonetheless, ABBA manages to reach out and take a 5-year-old kid someplace that says, "Wow, that's the danger of ABBA." Tommy, we have Enrique on the line to join us. I believe I'm pronouncing it right. Welcome to Strictly Confidential, Enrique.
Hello.
Are you? Yes. Are you with us? Welcome to the show.
Am I pronouncing your name right?
Is it Enrique?
Correct.
Good. Well, welcome to the show. We have Tommy with us, and it's nice for you to call.
Oh yeah, I love the site, and I agree with everyone else who's called. I think he should really think about learning how to mix and doing a couple of club gigs. Tommy, you should do that.
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, I do have a question for you, though. Have you thought about, with what you've amassed with all of your entries over the last 2 years, have you thought about compiling the information and pitching it to a publisher, like so many other bloggers are doing these days?
You know what? Someone mentioned to me about, that I had enough to write a small book, but... Not really. I haven't thought about it, really.
it would be like a great piece to sell, not only, to like a gay audience, but obviously to like the DJ dance culture. Because, it's really resurged in the last few years. So, I think it would be a really interesting piece to try and put together.
Well, hey, it's an idea. I'll probably have to update things and, make sure everything is, fact check and do some more research. But, that sounds, hey, it's an idea.
that's something like maybe a year or two down the line as you get more posts.
Well, yeah.
Actually, I think that's a wonderful idea. The site is huge. There's no end to the amount of information. And frankly, Tommy, it would make a wonderful book. That's a great idea.
The entries are encyclopedic. They really are. I think it would make a great resource. And what's interesting is since, a lot of this music is lost and forgotten by people who lived through the time. There are a lot of obscure titles that people don't necessarily know about, and you've connected the dots, with, for example, connecting the dots with Render and Lewis acts. I just think it would be interesting.
Pardon me?
I just think it would be interesting since you take the time to connect the dots whenever you post an entry.
Thanks. Well, that's exactly what I was trying to do, really. There's so many things about, I remember when I started the whole blog thing, back 2005, 2006, most of the blogs were just sort of, they were oriented around, obscure soul records or indie music, and I thought, no one's really doing it for disco, and, a lot of blogs out there are just sort of putting links, and I just thought, this would be a great way to sort of bridge, some of those two things. I was really involved, getting music from, Soulseek and things like that, before I bought them, mind you. But, I thought when I read an article about MP3 blogging, I thought, this would be a great way to sort of, add a little, quality to the whole, file sharing thing, because, while it's great, it can be sort of, it can feel kind of, disposable at times, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
It just sort of, you get a link or you download, you click something and it's there. It's just, it's not the same as having to go to a record store or reading something about it or that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's
I have to agree about
link up to your blog, I think it's made a real big impact.
Well, I have to say that the whole file sharing thing, most of this music is simply unattainable unless you get it from some way it's connected either by file sharing or someone you simply cannot find this music. It simply doesn't exist, and in fact it does a great service to keep the music alive. Record companies may disagree with me, but I think it's a wonderful resource. And Tommy, wondering also, Tommy, We've both been talking, both Enrique and myself have been talking about the blogging. When did you actually begin that? How long has the blog been running? It looks like it's well developed.
Actually almost 2 years now. It was January of 2006 when I started. It's been sort of something I've been kicking around in my head after I was at a restaurant or something, and I'd read an article in a free paper about it, and it just sort of popped in my head since then. And sort of,
Bob, we have a dial. There we go. We must have lost Enrique. Go ahead. Are you still with us, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm still. I thought something
okay,
happened.
Okay, I
there.
Think
Enrique is not with us.
We're still on, Tommy. I think that somehow the switchboard at the studio lost Enrique there, and so that's what we heard.
Well, I just want to say thanks to Enrique for calling because, unfortunately, I couldn't really hear everything he was saying, so I couldn't respond as well as I would have wanted to. But he's one of the regular commenters in my blog, and he's been extremely supportive over the whole ever since I first talked to him. So. Yeah, Enrique is wonderful, so I just want to thank him for his call. And for his idea with regards to the book, so.
It was a great idea. Is Enrique a DJ also, Tommy?
I don't believe so. Although he did a great Christmas disco mix for me.
Okay. Well, we're always in the market for holiday mixes, so... Maybe hook me up. We'll need another one this coming Christmas. We ran Larry Sanders last Christmas, his mix that he put together for us, and so with that would be good. Tommy, lead us forward. Tell us some more about some of these tracks. And some of them I recognize. Some of them I have absolutely no clue. I slipped the last one in on you. By all means, you take over. Where should we head next?
Oh boy, where should we go? Let's see here. Oh, let's go with another, well-known group. this one by the Supremes. It's called Come Into My Life. Absolutely amazing track off their very last album, which is an amazing album. It was the very first thing I posted on the blog, actually. I can't tell you how good that album is. I mean, it's just excellent from start to finish. I mean, it's a lost opportunity if there ever was one. I mean, just every single song in that album was just great. I mean, didn't really do anything on the pop charts, but it was a huge hit in the discos, apparently. I mean, I have the disco charts book right by me here, and it's, apparently it did all the songs on side A, I believe. Let me just see here. But, I mean, some of the tracks on there are just, especially side A, like, you could drop the needle anywhere, and it would just sound great. I mean, This particular track, though, is probably one of the most out of left field things I've ever heard from the Supremes. I think it's I first listened to it and my jaw dropped. It's just like, I couldn't believe this was the same group that did Baby Love, And, this ain't no Baby Love, let's just say that. I mean, it's sort of dark, it's funky, it's got some electronic touches in it, it's I call it psychedelic disco funk. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, let's play it.
That's an interesting description, and frankly, I can't bring the song to mind, so I don't know what we're about to hear because I cannot call it into my head. But the fact that you say you can drop a needle anywhere and it's wonderful, that's a DJ's dream, absolutely a dream. Bob, go ahead and run that for us. It's the Supremes, Come Into My Life. Great track, Tommy. And you're absolutely right. That is, I would have to say, a psychedelic Supremes track. In fact, Victor is our chat room. Victor points out that it's reminiscent of the Temptations with Ball of Confusion. To maybe that it has that same sort of a flavor to it. What do you think?
Yeah, it definitely has that sort of psychedelic flavor to it. It's an awesome track. I mean, it's just. I can't say enough. I'm speechless about it, really. But yeah, it's just it screams in a completely new perspective, you know. And sadly, it's in their last album, but you know, it's a great way to leave us, I should say.
Well, I should think so. Now that you mention it, reminding us that it was the last album. That's something that was completely unexpected. And again, something that I was not at all familiar with. Really amazing stuff. no doubt in my mind, you could put together a mix that would probably shame us all. In looking through the list of tracks, I came across a couple of tracks that I know, but you have them by people that I don't know. In other words, you have other versions Yeah, well, for instance, Hold On, I'm Coming. Karen Silver. Now, I immediately had to play the track when I received the collection of MP3s for the show because I knew the song, but I'd never heard it by Karen Silver. It was just fabulous. Where did you find this stuff?
Oh, well, on one of those disco 8-tracks that I remember from when I was very young, they had another Karen Silver song on one of the last programs. It was called Make Me Feel Right or something like that. And when I had started looking for disco records in the used record shop, I came across her album, and, you know, first of all, the picture and the cover is just so striking. It's a little bit scary, actually. Their eyes are just so piercing, and I was like, God, I have to get this because I remember that name, and I remember, you know, so, and it was sealed, too, and I thought, oh, I have to get it. And, you know, the producer of that album was Gino Socio, and he's absolutely he has done some of the most brilliant things that come out of the Canadian disco scene, I should say. I mean,
yeah, he's amazing. I didn't realize he produced it. Yeah, he's a treasure.
Yeah. And this was 1979, I believe, and that was, I think, him at his peak, really, like with the whole Outline album and with this stuff, you know. And I think even before this stuff, he sort of dabbled in, I think he was worked like on some of his records on some of the stuff he co-produced on, like, Unison Records, a little label out of Montreal, I believe it is. He had dabbled in some sort of Southern Soul, sounding disco. I think it was a project called Soiree that he was involved with that I think they went to, or Soiree, and there's another one called Gotham Slasher where they went to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and recorded down there. So I guess this was sort of a logical progression from that, and it's brilliant because it takes this, you know, Sam and Dave soul standard and makes into this, you know, this hard-hitting electronic, you know, disco masterpiece. I mean, you know, so, yeah, it's a great track.
I thought it was fabulous. Is it all right if we run that one now then?
No, absolutely. Go right ahead.
I'd love to hear it. Bob, if you would, please run the Karen Silver track, Hold On, I'm Coming. You will be amazed. Tommy, another wonderful track. In fact, our producer commented while it was running that he remembers hearing this track played back when he was in high school. He remembers that there were some pretty hip DJs that used to do parties for the high school he went to, and he remembers it from back in those days. I would imagine, though, that you'd play hell and high water trying to locate a copy of it now, though, at least the extended version. Is that about right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, so is that about right? The extended version of this, as we just ran, would be almost impossible.
I don't know if there's an extended version. I believe the 12-inch is probably the same length as this one, the album version. This is taken from the album. So
interesting. It's surprising to hear something of that length being on an album. They usually cut it down badly.
Yeah, no, that was off the album.
Very interesting.
Anyway, I just have to say, I correct myself earlier. The album I was referring to was actually called Gotham Flasher, not Soiree. And there's a track on the Gotham Flasher album, another sort of soul standard called Primal Tenderness, and I think that's, you know, I guess it's by accident that, you know, this either took another soul classic and did a disco version of it on here. So, yeah, just wanted to make that little note there.
Well, Tommy, tell us about your family. Do they know about the blog, and are they 100% behind
you,
or are they just amazed?
Pardon me?
They don't? They don't.
I haven't told them.
Oh, my. I bet they would treasure the story, though, about listening to the Abitrax at 5 years old, how it developed into this. Don't you think that would be fascinating to your folks?
I think at one time it was maddening, because there was a time when I would listen to nothing else but ABBA, and I think they got a little tired of it. So maybe today they would be, but you know, at one time I remember clearly it was quite a hassle for them, actually.
Well, one day, Tommy, maybe when you're out of school, you've got to tell them about this. This is too good not to share. I mean, one day, really, you really should do that. Tommy, take us to the next track, please. Please choose one for us. There's so many here and by the way, Tommy, we won't get to all of them this evening, but we'll keep all of them and we'll run them as dance tracks of the nights in the future and credit them to you as being from you. Pick out another one for us, please, sir.
Okay, well, I'll pick something a little lighter here. All this has been sort of dark and, you know, Bobby mentioned this, like, black hole stuff. Okay, let's get to Lolita Holly One. This is awesome. I love this track so much. It's called I May Not Be There When You Want Me, But I'm Right On Time. It's awesome. I heard someone told me that it was adapted from a gospel song, but I've never heard the original gospel song, but I believe it. I mean, she just tears this one up as usual, you know? This sort of vocal explosion of some sort. it's awesome. And it's produced by Bunny Sigler, and seems to have this sort of really tight and busy style on a lot of his tracks. And yeah, so I think it was mixed by Tom Moulton as well.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, I have some in my collection, some Lolita Holloway, but this is not one of them. I think this one will be a new one for me, but she does. She is really incredible, and this one's got to be wonderful. Bob, if you'd run that track for us, please. I May Not Be There When You Want Me.
What's the name of this song?
It's called
I May Not Be There When You Want Me, But I'm Right On Time.
so much. You really act like you're more than one person.
I am.
You sure? You do. I just wish you could get that message. Hey, I'm getting myself together for you, babe. I mean, do you want me to come downstairs with rollers in my hair? Huh? Really? I have to get together for you, baby, because if I don't, you'll look at somebody else. And when we go out, I want to be all that you see.
Fabulous. Our guest this evening is Tommy from Disco Delivery. You should stop by and visit his site. That's discodelivery.blogspot.com. Also, if you'd like to join in the conversation, the toll-free line is 877, the number 4, head-on. That's 877-443-2366. Or if you have unlimited long distance, you can use that. It's area code 304-658-3333. Tommy, I was rolling on the floor laughing. That song kicks butt and barks at the moon. I'm just floored by that. Well,
do you want me to come down there with rollers in my hair? I love that line.
And there was this fabulous line. You must be two people, or you act like two people. What was that? It was just, I just couldn't believe she went and did that during the.
I love that.
It was a wonderful surprise. And in fact, Bob commented in production that he was wondering where his choir robe was. That really is out of a southern church. You know, that was the real deal.
Oh yeah, Lolita is the real deal, baby. I'm sure of it.
Well, that was an amazing track. The when it broke down with asking the questions, I was just rolling on the floor laughing. In fact, I was wondering how I was going to pull myself back, which is why I started announcing your site and the phone numbers rather than going straight to you, because I figured I could compose myself if I went to the phone numbers rather than going back directly to you. Tommy, that was an amazing hit. That really was. And how did you discover that? Where was this treasure along your way?
Well, I just found this is another thing I found at the record store, really. I mean, I had one, they don't really get, a lot of the South Soul stuff is really picked over here. So, you know, when it comes in the record store, you know, it's like, oh, wow, you know. So I saw this one day flipping through it, and I got it home, and the record was kind of beat up and whatever. But, you know, so I put away the album, and I don't know whatever happened to the album. I don't know if it got lost or whatever, but I recently got the CD. It's available on the album it's off of is called Queen of the Night, and it's available on CD. So I got the CD and I heard this track again. I'm like, oh my God, how did I miss this? How did I forget about this one? So yeah, that's basically it, really.
Well, Tommy, that's amazing. You are certainly teaching an old dog new tricks, and I thought I'd heard just about everything, but that one came completely out of the wild blue. Thank you for that. By all means, pick out the next one. There's no way I'm going to do it, not after hearing that one.
Oh, boy. Okay, next one. Oh, let's see. I'm in dead air here.
Oh, that's okay. Listen, you know, you also sent in, just as a reminder, that additional track. Bob has that also if you wanted to use it, the one called Music Machine Dedication to Studio 54.
Oh,
we
we'll
do have
one,
that
yeah.
Available.
That's Asha Putli. Okay, we'll do that one. Right. Yeah, she's really something. She's an underground sort of hero, I guess you could say. She's known as the Indian diva of jazz, soul, and funk, I believe it is. And she's a resident of New York, but she was born in India, and she did some amazing underground recordings. You know, she worked with, I think, Ornette Coleman at one time, and a lot of her albums have been, a lot of her records have been sampled by, you know, all kinds of people, and having a bit of a revival now, and her records are highly bootlegged, I think, so. Yeah, this one's off her disco record, L'Indiana, from 1979. It's one of the best tracks, and for the U.S. release, they had Richie Rivera, remix all the like three songs on side A, and this is one of them. And this is just it's a really great track. It's sort of dark and you know, again you know, right up my alley. So yeah, let's play it.
Okay, that sounds great. I think Bob is looking for it now. It was sent as a separate attachment via email, Bob. So it's not amongst the zip files that you had earlier. And he's probably going to lay his hands on it in just a second here. And by the way, it's called A3 Music Machine Dedication to Studio 54 to help you locate it. And he has it now. It was I said it as an attachment versus that we'd have put. And thank you, Bob. That's and Tommy, you mentioned it earlier today. You sent this in special because this is one that has come up recently on your site. Tell us a little about that.
Well, I posted this. It was, I think, the only sort of disco delivery post I'd done on the month of November. I was kind of busy that month. And it's become, that the post I did on that album is probably, judging from the comments, probably become the most popular out of, probably the most popular out of all the other ones that I've done. So yeah, this is, the response was sort of amazing. I was pretty bored by it. So yeah, that's why I had to include this. I'd be totally remiss if I didn't, so.
Wonderful. We've got it ready for you now, Bob. It's Music Machine Dedication to Studio 54. Tommy. Absolutely wonderful track, and the line "Give me your music, give me your love, dance with me forever" is absolutely wonderful. I just love that track. Great stuff.
Awesome.
Tommy, I have to tell you too. You have a special call. You have a call from Sydney, Australia. The call is from Judy. Judy is an American expatriate, and they are getting ready to march in their Democrats Abroad group in the local Pride Parade, and she is calling in to talk with you about picking a theme music for the Pride Parade there in Sydney, Australia. Judy, welcome to the show, and thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks very much. I really enjoy your show, Peter, and it's so good to hear Tommy.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you. What a wonderful surprise.
Hush, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh, the doggies want to be on the radio, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Judy, it's so nice to have you with us. Tell us about what's coming up with the Pride Parade and what you're doing there. And I bet you Tommy has exactly the track for you.
Yes, the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras in Sydney is on Saturday, March the 1st is the parade. And our Democrats Abroad group is marching in it, and we had tentatively decided on the ABBA song, Take a Chance, and we were wondering if Tommy might have some ideas about some of the things that we might could use to, like, to change the lyrics a bit, some of the things that we might, we're thinking, like, Take a Chance on expanding gay rights, gay marriage, equal immigration opportunities for gay and lesbian partners for Americans, those kinds of things. But we wanted to kind of lighten it up a little bit and not be too serious.
Okay, so Judy, am I hearing that what you're going to do is actually have a group that sings some of these tracks?
Well, we're going to have a float. And then we're going to be marching. So we have the truck booked, but we're having a planning meeting tonight. So I thought you guys might have some ideas for us.
Hey, Tommy, you're on. What do you think, brother?
Oh, boy. Okay, so what was the track they're going to play again?
I
think it's called Take a Chance.
The ABBA track, Tommy,
uh-huh.
Take a Chance on Me.
Oh, the ABBA, yeah. Take a Chance on Me. That's what I was thinking. Okay.
So we're going to use things like, for the signs that the people will carry, we were thinking of different things that we want them to take a chance on, you know, to improve. The entire theme of Mardi Gras is Brave New World.
Mm-hmm.
So it's emphasizing the willingness to be courageous and take risks for what's right.
Hmm.
Well, I have to say that the lyric, if you change your mind, I'm the first at line, comes to mind. That certainly certainly would work well.
I think that's a good choice, personally. I mean, that's a good concept, I think. I don't know what else. I don't really have anything else to contribute, really. But you say Pride Parade, the first track that comes to mind for me is Carl B, and I Was Born This Way, but I don't know if that'll work with that. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know that... Do you know that song, Judy? Do you know that song, or do we could probably get a copy of it to you if you don't, if that's
well,
when you, if you...
I am the oldest member of the group, and I do know the song, but you know I'm not as familiar with it as some of the younger people will be. But we thought, you know, we might have one idea we had was maybe to have like a big wheel of fortune with different things that we want people to be willing to take a chance on, like universal health care, human rights, those kinds of things. And then we might have people dressed up as Hillary and Obama and so forth spinning the wheel. And instead of it coming up as dollars, it would come up on things
Well, I think that's
that
a wonderful idea.
In this brave new world.
Well, Judy, when does this take place? Is this in the very near
future? March the 1st is the date of the parade.
Ah, so we do have some time. If we have additional thoughts, we can contact you.
Yes.
Tell you what.
John Fox is actually a member of our group, but he's so busy he doesn't get to come to all the meetings. But he is on our official membership roll.
I see. Tommy, in case you don't know, John Fox is one of our hosts here on the Head On Radio Network, and he is also in Australia. We have hosts spread out all over the place. Tell you what, Judy, please drop me an email to Peter at Head On Radio. Yes, it's Peter at headonradionetwork.com. That's Peter at headonradionetwork.com. So we have your email address, and then I will be sure that Tommy, too, has your email address. And we'll probably have, I imagine after we ponder this a bit, we'll have some other thoughts, too, but I have to agree with Tommy.
Some listeners might have some ideas, too, of things we can do. Our goal is to express our support of the gay and lesbian community in Australia and also to let Americans who might be over here know about Democrats Abroad so that they'll have an opportunity to join us and register and be a part of the only part. It's not good enough, but it's the Democratic Party's stand on gay rights is better than the alternative.
Well, I have to agree. Also, Judy, just as a by the way, please send me links to news stories about the Pride Parade when it happens. I'd love to report on it.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll send you one right away.
Okay, Doug.
Also link to the main Mardi Gras website.
Okay, please do. We might even like to have
their email list.
Wonderful. We might even like to have someone from the group on the show after the parade completes. Tommy, what are your thoughts about that? You willing to search the archives, and we'll if we come up with something, we'll send it along.
Pardon me?
I said, is that good? But with you, as we think of things, we'll send them along to her. I'll be sure you have her email address too.
All right. Awesome.
Okay, that's great, Judy. And Judy, thank you for calling. That's terrific information. I'm so pleased.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you, Judy. And that was Judy in Sydney, Australia. I bet you didn't expect a call from Sydney, Australia, did you, Tommy?
Pardon me?
I bet you did not expect a call from Sydney, Australia, did you?
Absolutely not, no. But I think that's a good concept, actually. So what she was talking about is take a chance on me, so... Actually, well, best of luck to her. I think that sounds like a really good call. I don't know if I can add anything more, really. But I'll think about it, really. I'll think about it.
I will, too. And, you know, I'll be sure and send you your email address when we get it. And it's a small world, isn't it, Tommy? And the Internet has really been the great equalizer that we can have these conversations and talk about this with people across the planet. You just never know what's going on in someone's neck of the woods. It's good to be a part of that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Tommy, I'll tell you what, it's 10:51, so I doubt we have time to play one of your tracks completely, but I would like to go out with one of your tracks. We'll have to fade it just a little bit early so that we can do the show close. But as I say, we will play all of your music eventually. We'll use it as tracks of the night. And so what we'll do, if you could pick out a last track for us, we will start that track and just tell us a bit about it. We'll start that last track. We will have to fade a little bit early, but we'll complete it at a different time. But what would you have us close with?
Well, a good goodbye track. This is one of the ABBA related. Since you mentioned ABBA, we'll keep it that. And this is this isn't really a disco track per se, really, but. I've been a huge ABBA fan. I love this song. It's by Agnetha Fältskog, who is a blonde woman in ABBA, and she did a solo, four English solo albums after ABBA. And this is probably one of the finest records she ever did on her own. And I when doing a search for it one day, I'd come across a little testimonial on some website, I forget, and it was. You mentioned this song was a huge sleaze classic in The Saint in New York, and I think the website was mylandofmakebelieve.com or something, and the testimonial was so awesome. It was like he was telling a story about how everyone was on ecstasy, and then this song would come on, and they'd want to touch each other all the time, and it was really beautiful in a way. And it's sort of like ABBA meets Love Unlimited Orchestra kind of thing. It's cool. Got a very pretty sound to it, and... It's really beautiful, and
Yes, so this
what's
is called Wrap Your Arms Around Me.
Wrap Your Arms Around Me. Oh, yes, that's... Oh, yeah, you know, Tommy, that's interesting you'd mention that because that song caught my eye today, and it's freaking fabulous. That is a wonderful track.
Fabulous. Like, I never even knew this song had an audience in the U.S. because I don't think her album did that well. It was sort of a modest hit, I think. She had a modest hit in the U.S., but I don't think it even... I didn't know it did... Like, it had an audience for this song, really. So this is, yeah, it's an absolutely wonderful song. It's produced by Mike Chapman, actually, who did the Blondie records and things like that. So this is sort of a departure, too, for him, I think. So.
Okay, well, we will do now. What we'll do, Tommy, is say goodnight now, because when we get back from the track, we'll have to fade it a bit early, and I'll have just enough time to close out the show. But I will say that because we're going to be running this shortly, I mean, we're going to have to fade it soon after, we will run this again as a track and run it complete, because it really is a wonderful song. And Tommy, I cannot begin to thank you enough for spending an evening with us. You were a wonderful guest.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Peter. I had a little bit of nerves the whole time, but you know, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Well, we're easy around here. No need to be nervous. It's all under control. The knobs, the lights, they all act funny, but we got it under control. And Tommy, good night to you, sir.
All right. Good night to you and everyone out there, too.
Thank you. And that was our friend Tommy from discodelivery.blogspot.com. We have probably enough time to run about 3 minutes of this track, and it's Agantha Falstog. I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly. It is called Wrap Your Arms Around Me. Thank you, Bob.
Around me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Live from Washington, it's the Inside Scoop, with all the news the government does not want you to know. Now, here's the host of the Inside Scoop, Congressional Attorney Mark Levine.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, Michigan, and Florida, and now this. 22 states across the country in the superest Tuesday, if that's a word, that the United States of America has ever seen. There will be more states voting tomorrow on primaries and caucuses for the President of the United States on a single day than has ever happened in American history before. And to make it even more exciting, we don't know what's going to happen. Don't listen to any of the pundits. They can't tell you. It's a very fluid race, both on the Republican and the Democratic side. In fact, about a few months ago, Republican strategist Mike Lane and I, we had basically said that Hillary Clinton had it wrapped up and the Republican side was very fluid. Today, the Democrats are even more fluid than the Republicans. Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, it's neck and neck, and it could go all the way to the convention. On the Republican side, it seems to be John McCain, but he's only winning 35-40% of the Republican vote. The conservatives are split between Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee, and in the winner-take-all Republican Party, John McCain may just go to convention as the nominee without ever winning a majority of the conservative vote. It's a very interesting, fluid situation, and I want to invite you to join in and tell us who you want and why, or why you're undecided. The number is on your screen. The toll-free number is 888-488-MARK. Mike Lane, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Mark, it's great to be back. Thank you so much.
In this Super Tuesday, here's how I see it. The Democrats are completely undecided. Most of us are very undecided. Even those of us that support Clinton or support Obama could switch at any moment. We like both candidates a lot. They're actually very similar in many different ways. And we can't decide between these two very good candidates. On the Republican side, you're having trouble too. You can't decide between either of the candidates because the Republican Party hates McCain, doesn't trust Romney, and dislikes Huckabee. You also are having a difficult decision, but for the exact opposite reasons we do.
Nice spin, Mark. It doesn't quite work that way. In fact, it looks like, whereas 2 weeks ago, like you said, that the Republicans were the one who were going to drag this out to the convention,